The United States has halted a shipment of powerful bombs to Israel over concerns it was going ahead with a major ground operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Some aid workers are now leaving the eastern port of Rafah, which is the subject of the evacuation order from the Israeli Defence Forces, and are relocating to Deir al-Balah. Among the organisations leaving the area is UNICEF. Its executive director, Peter Power, is with us and we'll speak to him shortly. But first, the Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Micheál Martin, speaking at the Arbour Hill commemoration event in Dublin today, described the continuing violence in the region as unconscionable.
I'm really horrified with what is happening. It's quite shocking, the level of human suffering, the civilian casualties, death and very serious injuries on a daily basis being recorded by people of Gaza. The taking of the Rafah crossing, for example, creates huge challenges for humanitarian aid getting into Gaza, and I've seen myself the amount of aid that was being stopped already. There's an urgent need for medicines, for food, and for the basics of life to get into the people of Gaza. And it's unconscionable that this level of violence continues.
Peter Power from UNICEF is with us. Thank you very much for coming into our studio at this lunchtime. Your organisation moving staff out of this part of Rafah. What are they telling you? Where are they going?
Yes, as you mentioned, Gavin, they're going to Deir al-Balah and Khan Yunus. We're expanding our operations up north, but we're leaving just that part. We're determined to stay and deliver for the remaining and the larger part of Rafah until we see how the situation develops over the coming days and weeks.
Is there uncertainty amongst those workers and indeed the people that they're working for over what to do? Because many of those that we've heard from Rafah in the last few days, first they were worried, next minute they were celebrating over a possible ceasefire, and now they don't really know what to do.
Yes, there's deep uncertainty. It's a very dynamic situation, and we don't know how it's going to develop. The statement from the Israeli Department of Defense this morning suggests that this is the beginning of the operation in Rafah. Now, it does cover the area covered by the evacuation or notices that were issued by Israel over the last few days. It affects about 120,000 people, 50,000 normal residents and 70,000 IDPs. That's internally displaced people. Now, these are people have already moved many, many times, quite a number of times, and they. What we're hearing from our people on the ground is that they barely have the capacity to move now again, and we're saying consistently that there is no other safe place in Gaza to go. That the entire of Gaza is dangerous, particularly for children.
Yes, I mean, we were speaking to Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization, who said that the areas that the Israeli Defense Forces were suggesting were safe areas to evacuate to, he said they amounted to no more than a spit of sand. Yeah. And that they weren't safe. Do you agree with him?
We do agree, because the area he's referring to is Al-Mawazi, and UNICEF itself has reported children being killed in that area. So to suggest that people can go to a safe area...
By airstrikes or by what?
By bullets. They were shot dead. And that's UNICEF staff reporting that. But you've got to remember that Rafah was suggested to be... That's the place to go to be safe. Now people have been asked to leave Rafah before this attack begins and move to another safe space. But we're saying that in any terms, in terms of the lack of humanitarian access to humanitarian assistance, no place is safe. But the bigger issue here, as mentioned by the Taoiseach, indeed, is the fact that the Rafah crossing has been closed because it's been taken over by Israel. The Karam Shalam crossing has been closed for 4 days now. It's some suggestion since it may be opened today.
We were reporting in our bulletin there that Israel said it's reopened a key humanitarian aid crossing, because our understanding yesterday was that they were almost all closed.
Correct, yes, for almost 4 days. And the aid that gets in, it should be noted, Gavin, that it comes in on a daily basis to meet the needs of that day. And of course, they're not even meeting the enormous needs. We've got to remember, there are now 1.2 million people in Rafah, a place designed for 200,000 people. 600,000 children reside in this area, and to quote the Taoiseach's words again, it is unconscionable that area would be attacked, leading to countless deaths and with no safe place for those people to go to.
He describes it as unconscionable, but it's not unimaginable, is it?
Well, it's not, because the statement from the Israeli Department of Defense was very clear this morning, saying this is the commencement of the Rafah operation. Now, to what extent that is completed, but let's be under no illusion. It has started for 120,000 of its 1.2 million residents. That's 10%. And of course, the concern now is that it will go deeper and deeper into Rafah. People have nowhere to go. The conditions inside in Rafah, as of now, are absolutely appalling. Our people on the ground are telling us diseases rampant, very little access to water and sanitation, and now that the crossings have been closed, albeit temporarily, that is going to pose huge problems for the delivery of humanitarian assistance into Gaza.
Peter Power, Executive Director with the charity UNICEF, thank you very much for coming into our studio today.